Longstreet was not asleep. He lay on the cot, watching the lightning flare in the door of the tent. It was very quiet in the grove, and there was the sound of the raindrops continuing to fall from the trees, although the rain had ended. When Sorel touched him on the arm, he was glad of it. He was thinking of his dead children.
Sir, you asked to be awakened if Harrison came back.
Yes. Longstreet got up quickly and put on the old blue robe and the carpet slippers. He was a very big man, and he was full-bearded and wild-haired. He thought of the last time he'd seen the spy back in Virginia, tiny man with a face like a weasel.
And where will your headquarters be, General, up there in Pennsylvania? 'Tis a big state indeed.
Him standing there with cold gold clutched in a dirty hand. And Longstreet had said icily, cheerily, "It will be where it will be. If you cannot find the headquarters of this whole army, you cannot be much of a spy." And the spy had said stiffly,
"Scout, sir. I'm a scout, and I'm a patriot, sir."
Longstreet had grinned. "We are all patriots." He stepped out into the light. He did not know what to expect. He had not really expected the spy to come back at all. The little man was there, a soggy spectacle on a pale and spattered horse. He sat grinning wanly from under the floppy brim of a soaked and dripping hat. Lightning flared behind him. He touched his cap.
"Your servant, General. May I come down?"
Longstreet nodded. The guard backed off. Longstreet told Sorel to get some coffee. The spy slithered down from the horse and stood grinning foolishly, shivering, mouth slack with fatigue.
"Well, sir," the spy chuckled, teeth chattering, "you see, I was able to find you after all."
Longstreet sat at the camp table on a wet seat, extracted a cigar, lighted it. The spy sat floppily, mouth still open, breathing deeply.
"It has been a long day. I've ridden hard all this day."
"What have you got?"
"I came through the pickets at night, you know. That can be very touchy."
Longstreet nodded. He watched. He waited. Sorel came with steaming coffee. The cup burned Longstreet's fingers. Sorel sat, gazing curiously, distastefully at the spy. The spy guzzled, then sniffed Longstreet's fragrant smoke. Wistfully,
"I see, General. I don't suppose you got another of those good southern tobacco?"
"Directly," Longstreet said. "What have you got?"
"I've got the position of the Union Army."
Longstreet nodded, showing nothing. He had not known the Union Army was on the move, was within 200 miles, was even this side of the Potomac, but he nodded and said nothing. The spy asked for a map and began pointing out the positions of the corps.
"They're coming in 7 corps. I figure at least 80,000 men, possibly as much as 100,000. When they're all together, they'll outnumber you. But they're not as strong as they were. The 2-year enlistments are running out. The 1st corps is here. The 11th is right behind it. John Reynolds is in command of the lead elements. I saw him at Taneytown this morning."
"Reynolds?" Longstreet said.
"Yes, sir."
"You saw him yourself?" The spy grinned, nodded, rubbed his nose, chuckled.
"So close I could touch him. It was Reynolds, all right."
"This morning, at Taneytown."
"Exactly. You didn't know any of that now, did you, General?"
The spy bobbed his head with delight.
"You didn't even know they was on the move, did you?"
"I thought not."
"You wouldn't be spread out so thin if you knowed they was coming."
Longstreet looked at Sorel. The aide shrugged silently. If this was true, there would have been some word. Longstreet's mind moved over it slowly. He said, "How did you know we were spread out?"
"I smelled it out."
The spy grinned, fox-like, toothy.
"Listen, General, I'm good at this business."
"Tell me what you know of our position."
"Well, now, I can't be too exact on this, because I ain't scouted you myself, but I gather that you spread from York up to Harrisburg and then back to Chambersburg, with the main body around Chambersburg and General Lee just round the bend.
It was exact. Longstreet thought, if this one knows it, they will know it. He said slowly, we've had no word of Union movement.
The spy bobbed with joy. I knew it! That's why I hurried. Came through that picket line in the dark and all. I don't know if you realize, General.
Sorrel said coldly, sir, don't you think if this man's story was true, then we would have heard something?